It's Tuesday, the 13th of October. It's grey, but with either a threat of heavy cloud or the promise of clearer skies. At the moment, I can't tell which way it's gone, but it's another lovely autumn morning. Very calm and still, and that autumn air, which is so unique and fresh. I think it's the whole stillness, the calmness of the mornings. In fact, the days have been particularly calm. Normally, at this time of the year, I would have said that I would have much more leaf fall in the garden, also from the adjacent trees. But maybe this, well, that's 6 weeks now, September and 2 weeks of October, 6 weeks of excellent weather. Maybe the nature, the trees, the shrubs are able to hold on, gather some more strength from the light and the sun before they finally get to a point where they have to withdraw. So maybe it's extending. Maybe the rings in the trees will be bigger this year. I don't know. If we're going by the summer, it would be smaller, but maybe the last 6 weeks has made up and they're taking all they can. Good morning, Mrs. Blackbird. How are you? There is some bread there for her. Oh. You clever. Oh my, I don't know how she does it, honestly. Do you know that there was some nice breadcrumbs and stuff there? And I wonder why she went past that. And then she cocked her head this way and that way. And then hopped along into the hardy geranium in front of me. And I thought she's looking for a slug or something, you know, something tasty. She jumped out with a black grape in her beak. She's now munching. How the hell did she spot that in there? I mean, it wasn't sitting on top of the leaves, it was down, obviously falling down in between the growth. That just goes to prove again how we think we're clever buggers and better than everything else. And well, I don't, but some people do. In general, we do, but when you think about what, for example, a blackbird sees, what it sees that we would pass over, I'm not talking about tiny grubs and stuff, it's probably their focus more than anything. Focusing clearly and cleanly on what they're about constantly, vigilant, looking up and around for danger, but also at the same time using the eyes to source with great accuracy food of any kind. Ah, it is a lovely morning. The crows are on the move. They're moving around. Wish I had some jackdaws. We do get occasional jackdaws here. And all of the sound. I listened to Bernie Goldbach at Top Ghost audio the other day, yesterday in fact. And he obviously had a rookery of jackdaws. A wonderful sound. I'm not complaining, it would just add to the vocabulary and ambience of the garden if I had a few jackdaws visit every day, as well as the crows. So I had a good sleep last night up till near 7 a.m. when, yes, drinking too much tea before bed. Drinking tea makes you pee. Simple as that. How can you resist even half a cup of tea at 8 o'clock with a nice bit of shortbread? Actually, whiskey goes better with shortbread, but I don't know. Those clouds are moving towards the west, slowly, but definitely towards the west, which means the air's coming off the North Sea. And yet it's very pleasant. Someone mentioned snow yesterday. Ah yes, it's my wife's sister who paid a visit to pick up something last evening and said that in 6 weeks' time it's going to snow. Well, in 6 weeks' time we'll be at the beginning of December, so yeah, it could be expected to snow. Actually, I think I'd actually welcome a lot of snow this year, rather than the winters that we get these weak, feeble wind and rain, depressing winters. But snow, that's a whole different thing, you know. That therapeutic, enjoyable, almost hypnotic clearing of snow. Crunch underfoot. The way it lights up the whole earth with the reflection of light. How you can still go out in heavy snow wrapped up and not get soaked. Jeez, snow's got so much going for it, opposed to wind and rain.